Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and they show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of cake, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put some niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up. But you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Yo, baby, yo, 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 hold on. I'm in here jamming and all of the above. Get it in. Welcome back to another Sunday. We doing what we do. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo B. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? You know, it's another Sunday. You know what I'm saying? You know how
Man,
we
listen,
do?
Check this out.
Let's talk about it.
You sent me that thing, it was like the background don't match, right? You know, I used to keep up with the background. You see, we got a whole new poster, and I haven't even changed the poster. The numbers on the main page don't work. So when I realized that they weren't updating it, because remember I was like, oh, we need to find a new home. When I realized this shit wasn't working right, I stopped updating the profile and all of that. But I need to update the profile. I need to get a banner for Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Biz. I just haven't got one. But I'm going to do it for the sake of, you know, it looking good. But the numbers don't update on the front end. You got to go on the back end to see how many people actually watch the show. Because if you look at the front end, it looks like it's about 10, 20 people watching the show, but the numbers upgrade on the back end. That's why that's why we do the top five country shout-out. Go ahead and get in there, shout-out.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, so the top five. So, you know, I go from five to one. So number five, we got the land down under the continent of Australia. Number four, we got Viking Country, Switzerland. Number three, we got the United Kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Our brothers from across the pond, England. Number two, we got the people up north, Canada. And number one, we got the lovely, beautiful United States of America. Shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities.
He said it was beautiful.
You know,
remember
how
that
we do it. I said it's beautiful. It's beautiful. America the beautiful. There we go.
All right, so shout out to the top five countries tuning in. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in, and so you can get your country in the top five, in the top five for the show. So, you know, this is real adult talk, right? So we got to talk about adult situations. But before we get into this adult topic, what do you think about your in-laws, right? Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
We going to talk about our week. So this week was a real laid-back, mellow week for me. But my bed frame finally came. Woohoo. Okay.
Nice.
So I have been going through the ringers with a bed frame, y'all. And so I believe in having a low bed, right? Low to the ground so you can ground yourself while you're sleeping. But my bed, when I get a bed frame, it's also kind of like low or whatever. But
yeah.
I had, when I was moving in November, I had purchased a bed frame. And when I purchased the bed frame, I gave them until, like, the middle of January, and they still didn't deliver my bed frame. So I was like, okay, fuck it. So I canceled the bed frame. And this wasn't the bed frame that I actually wanted. Keep that in mind.
Wait, hold on. So you got a different bed frame from the one you originally ordered?
Yeah, I ended up getting, because I would just get the bed frame just to get one.
First. And then they sent you the pool table. They sent you the other thing, and now you ain't
right.
Get the bed.
What's
going on?
So here's the thing. So generally, I just put furniture in here to have furniture. It looked nice, but it wasn't what I wanted because I wasn't spending top dollar on it. But this time, I was like, I'm spending top dollar on everything that I wanted. But I seen this bed frame, and it was like $400, and I was like, shit, it's decent. So
okay,
I'm going to get it, right?
Price.
But it,
yeah.
They never got it in stock. So I canceled it in January. So I was like, I'm just going to wait until I find what I really, really want, right? And so I seen this bed frame that I feel like I really wanted. So when I went to go buy the bed frame, bro, the bed frame was out of stock. So I was like, okay, can't get that bed frame, right? So I just waited, and I kept searching. Now, I'm a big Wayfair shopper. Like, I love Wayfair, everything about Wayfair. And so I've been on Wayfair just waiting to find exactly what appealed to me. And so I see my new bed frame, and I was like, that's it right there. That's the bed frame that I absolutely want. And instead of me waiting, I went ahead and purchased it, and they got it there within a week and a half. And so now everything is finally complete in the house. Everything is put together. We was on the big boy grill for Monday. everything in the house is done, guys. And I am super freaking excited because the whole house is finally together with everything that I absolutely want. So that was my week, being super excited that my bed frame came. How was your week, Mo?
So, my week. So this week, I'm calling it put yourself in position to win. And that's just been my theme for this week, and that's my theme going into the new week. And my week is, you know, pretty quiet, you know what I'm saying? Interior decorating is going well. You know, I'm getting back in the swing of things as far as real estate. But also, too, it's just balancing work and rest. You know what I'm saying? That's just been like a key thing for me this week. Because I got to get some things done. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I bought a new laptop last week, so I got to download TD Ameritrade on my new laptop.
Then I got to update some stuff with the real estate. And I said I take off some stuff from my old laptop. So it's just like having homework, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, all right, I got to balance that shit, get that shit done. So, you know, I plan on knocking that out this week. And just an update, you know, from last week when I was telling you I talked to my good friend Aldo, who was battling COVID. You know, I talked to him a few days ago. He's in good spirits. He's speaking clearly now. So with that being the case, you know, I really think I'm leaning towards getting vaccinated. So I might go get vaccinated this particular week. So I'm kind of nervous about that. You know what I'm saying? There's so much hoopla going on with it. You know what I'm saying? But I think in my heart it's just telling me.
This nigga Ben wanted to get the vaccination. I don't hear that shit.
Said it. You did say it a couple weeks ago when I was just laughing about it, but that was before, like I said, I talked to my good friend. And, you know, like I said, I pay attention to signs. And look, I'm not preaching. I'm not saying, Black, you need to go get vaccinated. I'm not saying, Smooth, you need to go get – I'm not even saying that to my wife. You know what I'm saying? I'm just – this is kind of how I feel. And, you know, I'm just reading the tea leaves, man. And, you know, that's it. That's my week, so.
You're not saying that now, but the purpose of the vaccination – is to bring other people in. So if you're telling me you're going to get vaccinated so that you don't get COVID, I can understand that. But this vaccination does not prevent COVID at all.
Yeah, and I'll say this.
The vaccination has a chip in it so that they can monitor you. It does. Do your research. Don't tell me you did your research and you half-ass know what's going on.
Wait a minute.
No. Black, I'm going to say one last thing. Huh?
No, man. Black breathing hard as a motherfucker. You all right?
What you talking about? Black got a black in my mouth.
Right.
No, I don't have a black in my mouth. I smoke black in my mouth. The last time I smoked a black in my mouth, they gave me a fucking tonsil infection.
Okay. You got it.
Listen, no. I just ran up some stairs three times. Four times, actually.
Okay. Yeah, you
that's why.
That
so I kept muting the phone so that y'all wouldn't hear me running up and down the stairs. But listen, if you're telling me the COVID vaccine prevents you from getting COVID and it'll help you, I understand. But you're talking about going to get a vaccine that still will not prevent you from getting COVID. Matter of fact, they're putting the antibody in your system, right? So you're going to be sick, okay? You're going to be sick. There's a chance that you're going to be sick after getting it. So keep in mind, like, if you're healthy, these are people with underlying issues, blood pressure issues, heart issues, so on and so forth. It affects them worse, okay? So I support you and your decision and what you do. We're not getting vaccinated. Listen, wash your hands. Take your elderberry, vitamin C, zinc. Elderberry has all of that in it. Wear your mask and wash your hands. That's the only thing that's going to save you. Whether you have a vaccine, whether you don't have a vaccine, it's taking care of yourself. Mask up wherever you go. Wash your hands, vitamin C, and zinc. Now, when I tell you that I was in the hospital last weekend, and I kind of gave you guys a brief synopsis of me being in the hospital and me talking to the actual doctors that has been battling this for 18 years. They are not vaccinated, okay? Now, your president is trying to push this, and this is where you're going to have the walk-offs. This is where you're going to have the strikes because you have doctors that have been on the front line that have been dealing with COVID patients for 18 months, and they are not vaccinated, and they are not for the vaccinated. As I told you, my doctor said, why get vaccinated? Take your vitamin C, take your zinc, wash your hands, wear your face mask. And if a doctor told me that, when you tell me you listen to science and that was my theory and then a doctor confirmed that, I already know what time it is. It's not about an agenda. They talking about this shot got a chip in it. This shot, basically you have to get this shot plus continue to get shot, booster shots after this shot because it doesn't last long. You can still get COVID. So what's the point of running to get a shot when you still have to wash your hands, take vitamin C, take Zeek, and put your mask on? You still have to do those same exact things.
That's the only thing I'm going to say. Just, you know, we're having a conversation.
Let Mo take a shot, man. Let Mo take a shot.
Yeah, you know,
take
your
shot, Mo.
Yeah, no, but this is the one last thing I'll just say. And like I said, I'm just speaking for somebody that just went through it. So, and he ain't telling me no bullshit because this is one of my day ones. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, we was joking back and forth, you know, talking about we didn't probably had COVID a couple times. So, you know, he could be on this conversation. If this was like 2 months ago, he could have been on this conversation talking just like you right now. But all I'm just saying is, it hit him a little different because he actually went through it. So the one thing I'll say is this. Yes, your doctor said that, and that's true for your doctor on that part. But then as other doctors, it's like, look, I do have the COVID shot. I do practice medicine. This is what I'm showing here. This is what I'm seeing here. And, you know, these are the pros and cons of it. And what I'm just trying to say is, yes, of course, the vaccine does not keep you from getting COVID. No, that's not, you know, that's basically been proven, right? But the thing is, and once again, I'm just going on by like instinction and what my friend told me. It just helps you, like if you do get to a situation where you do have to go to the hospital and stuff like that, you just have a better chance of survival with the vaccination than if you don't. That's it. But, you know, and only time.
But when you go into
the
hospital, they remove your antibodies. They remove your, what is it, the platelets, the blood platelets, and they replace it with somebody that has already beaten COVID. So it's the same thing. So why get something experimental, right, that and let them put it in there, in your body? Like a lot of things that the FDA has approved.
You're talking about two totally different things. You're talking about the vaccine and you're talking about the injection as far as the mononucleus as antiviral. That's two totally different things.
No, that's not what I'm talking about, so don't put words in my mouth. So as he
his
homeboy has had it, right? Trust and believe me, Mo, I wouldn't say this if I didn't know what I was talking. My old man has had COVID. My best friend has had COVID. Almost everybody around me that still moves around has had COVID, right? And even after battling it, they still have not gotten the shot. They just wear their mask, take their vitamin C, take their zinc, and wash their hands. So the point of getting it is when my homeboy had to go in because he had blood pressure issues, they removed his blood platelets and they replaced it with someone who has already beaten COVID, and that's how he beat COVID. So whether you have it or not,
yeah,
you're still going to have
thing.
To go through something.
Like, that's
still
two totally
to go
different
through
thing.
Something.
Yeah, you don't have to go for stuff, but you're still spreading misinformation on that one. Man, if you're going to get the shot, get the shot. Like, I'm not getting the fucking shot. You
if you're
going
to get the shot, get the shot, but don't come on the radio show telling people to get the shot.
Right.
So that's the one thing
that.
To that. You cannot say, you cannot come on the show and say to anybody, okay, I got the shot, I feel great. You cannot come on here and talk about the shot because we are anti vaccination
on
this
show.
Well,
we can't
what
say
you
that,
do?
No, this is real talk. Wait, hold on. Now, this is real talk.
Oh, yeah.
You can't put words in my mouth. I got to tell you how
right.
I feel.
Oh,
this
yeah. We are anti-vaccination because what I do understand, and I've actually seen the video with Bill Gates pushing this 25 years ago. I seen it with my own eyes, saying that it controls your motherfucking the M2 motherfucking gene in your brain, M2, M3, that lights up when you hear something. They need to get that under control. So with me seeing that video with my own eyes, seeing the young Bill Gates pushing that, I will not be a part of any agenda. I will not be a part of pushing that. So no, that will not happen here. Period. I seen this with my own eyes. This is not what somebody's told me. He pushed coronavirus 25 years ago. When we started spreading that video, they took it completely down. You understand me? So when I understand that this shit is way bigger than what the fuck they trying to make it seem, Bill Gates was pushing coronavirus 25 years ago because we were getting out of control. And just how ironic when we started standing up, protesting, being activists for the cop killings, which they have still not created a law. For the people killing black people, they have still not done anything for our people, but for everyone else, no, I'm not pushing that agenda. From the video that I've seen and from that, and you got a vaccine that does not cure coronavirus, nor does it stop you from getting it, no, we are not with that here. Period.
All right, Pete.
Period. It's an agenda.
But a man is still going to be a man. If most
he can be a man all he wants to, but I'm controlling the mute button. So what are you saying?
Oh,
I'm in control of the fucking mute button.
Well, she's going to control the mute button.
Now you're talking like fucking liberal.
It's real adult talk. So the real because that's how he's saying now. Listen, has he said now, oh, I'm not telling anybody and this is what I'm doing, that agenda and that conversation is going to change. I have plenty of people on my Facebook page that I have conversations with that have had this shot, and their whole conversation changed once they get the shot. You don't think it's happening because you haven't got it.
Choices,
everything changes, and, like, you better get it, and then it becomes a situation where it's, like, a global – anti-shot versus vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? It becomes a situation, them versus them. So trust and believe, I have people that I deal with on a daily basis.
All right. So
and I see them change. So it's not up for a discussion. But I digress. Mo, if you want to go throw your life down the drain, and if you want to be controlled, then go be controlled. My God, I am not stopping you from going to be controlled. We just don't want to hear about your little robotism and being controlled.
I understand you don't want to talk about the week. I'm just saying this is part of my week, Black. It might not be part of your week, but it's part of my week, Black. And then
I know you being.
Listen, that's just like you saying that
you're agreeing with Biden.
Oh,
ain't shit Biden done that can be agreeable with. But that's the same thing, like you're agreeing with the agenda.
Sure.
That's like you coming on here saying you agree with Lil Nas X and his antics.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, he's still going to be a man. You see what I'm saying? Like,
at the end of the day, he's still going to be a man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
What
just
I'm saying is, Black, I would hope that we have smart listeners
that
can make their own decisions. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about what we're going through in our
I don't know, Black's in a mood right now, bro. So
I'm just gonna digress. You're right.
Listen,
right.
I ain't hearing none of that shit y'all talking right now, right? Because at the end of the day, that shit is an agenda. But you know what? It'll be a good experiment. Because y'all hear how he
talking.
And I'm
going to
mark this show. And after he go get vaccinated, watch how he start talking after he get vaccinated. We're going to use him as the guinea pig. That's right, Mo. Go get vaccinated, Mo. Go do what's right for you.
At the end of the day, there is no dispute in the agenda part, right? The only problem that I have with this particular conversation is when Black actually decided to start acting like the motherfuckers with the agenda. So you're just going to go ahead and accept this dude? Like, come on, man.
Yes, I'm going. Listen, it's segregation. You're not bringing their agenda here, okay? Because then it's going to be a whole debate, and I don't want to debate with my brother. That's why.
That's really pissing me off. Like, seriously, like, how you going to say I'm bringing the agenda here? I'm just telling you my opinion.
Because I've seen people with it, and that's why you're campaigning, because you've already talked to somebody that has been vaccinated. That's the thing. You're not seeing
not
the whole point of it.
He just had COVID,
Aldo don't have the vaccine. He just got COVID.
He can't even get vaccinated just yet because they're saying, your body got to get stronger for you to get vaccinated. So I know all the pros and cons of this. I'm just telling you, I'm just being a reporter. And now I'm just going by it.
You being a reporter?
I'm getting. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shit, now you use the word reporter.
I'm being a reporter.
Go get vaccinated, Mo. Do what's right. Wear your bag proud, you sheep, you. Go right ahead. We can talk about it after you get vaccinated. Let's talk about how you feel. You're right.
Hey,
Every
time I listen to this show, I'm in therapy. You know what I'm saying? When I play this show back, I play back and I analyze it. I'm like, okay, so y'all probably been analyzing it too. I get it. I'm on the soap. Every time I'm on Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Biggs, I get on the soap, and it's a therapy session for me. So here we go.
Let's get into it tonight. What are we talking about tonight?
Okay. I had to put some off on my legs because I'm sitting in the she lounge tonight. And these mosquitoes are disrespectful out here. So excuse me, y'all. I'm gonna go take a shower when I go in the house. You know, I don't believe in being dirty or sticky or getting in my bed. That shit's so damn strong. Whew. Mo,
what,
how was your week?
All?
I mean, Mo. No, we off of Mo.
Oh, Lord, she done got me confused with another nigga. Man, I'm still at work. I'm 15 days in. I ain't never left this motherfucker. But I'm at the, what the fuck is that noise? She playing with chips? But nah, man.
No,
I'm,
man,
I'm,
like, I had went to the garage door where the magnet screen is, and I sprayed the off. And I came back to the couch, but the shit hit me right in my motherfucking face. So I was trying to fan the smell from my nose, but I still sneezed. But I digress. Go ahead.
No, nah, man, I'm still at fucking work. I ain't never left this bitch. But I'm at home. I'm going to wind up leaving tonight and attempt to get a rental tomorrow since my fucking car met a tree because apparently the roof caved in. And one of my fucking baby mama houses that I paid for, and the bitch ain't tell me. You see what I'm saying? So, like, now this bitch is stranded in fucking Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, shit.
So, I'm going to have to try to get a, I'm going to get a fucking car, a rental car tomorrow and go pick their asses up. But, yeah.
Wrong trip.
Just playing with my
money.
So,
do they got gas and stuff out there now? Out there, guys, are talking about New Orleans, Florida. New Orleans, Louisiana.
I never left. I'm still in this bitch.
You're there, but you've been at your job, so you haven't been moving around. But you know it's another storm that's about to hit, right?
Oh, that don't mean nothing to me as long as I get paid.
Look, you ain't even watching the news yet. So, and we're praying for Texas and Louisiana coast.
24 hours around the clock pay. You see what I'm saying? If they got another storm coming here, which I hear about.
Let me see. Yeah, it's another storm. Then that's why I know that you don't watch the news. So there's another storm that just formed here. Give me 2 seconds. Let me see. Hold on. It's another storm that just formed in the Gulf of Mexico. And it is going to make landfall. So the Texas and Louisiana coast, they're like, okay, make sure that you pray for them. The VMAs is tonight, so give me some time. Let me make sure that I go in and find what I need to find here when it comes to this. Hold on. Yeah, it's another storm that literally just formed out there. Sorry. I got to find
it. It is that season. So, hurricane season.
Yeah, it's hurricane season, and I need you guys to really be safe out there because it is not playing any games when it comes to that area. And I can't find it right now because, okay, hold on. I thought about this. Hold on.
Well, we can always bring it back up in the chop-up, of course. We want to get into the topic.
Yeah. The new storm, Nicholas. New storm Nicholas has formed in the Gulf. He is literally, like, right next to Mexico. So he's coming up on the side, on the coastal side where Houston and everything else is. Nicholas is to bring 16 inches of rain to Texas. Yeah, Texas and Louisiana, all of the coastal cities, Nicholas is threatening significant flooding and rain to Texas and Louisiana. So, and he will, let me see. Coastal Line, let me see, Nicholas to hit Texas Coastal Line tonight and Monday. And then there's also three other disturbances that are out there. So between tonight, tomorrow, and Tuesday, you guys will feel it. Louisiana being a coastal city, they're hoping that it comes back out into the Gulf. By the time it comes to get up to New Orleans and come back around, that's what they're hoping for. But right now they don't know. So between tonight and Monday, it's going to start. It's going to hit Texas because it's right. It's tearing up the coast of Mexico right now as we speak. So Smooth, I know he doesn't watch the news a lot and he's not prepared. But make sure you check out the news before you get the rental car, before you get the moving. You may have to just send them some money and kind of keep sitting still for a little bit longer, because after this one, there's three more storms that they're watching in the Gulf. So I would prefer you to be safe than to be sorry.
All that shit be coming about our Bermuda Triangle too, man. That shit is crazy, man. These are like
little
vortexes.
It's not even
man.
All that comes up, Mo, by the Bermuda Triangle, because they're generally coming up the slave route that, you know, comes from Africa over here. So the route that the slave ship took, that's the same route that they generally take, right? And they said it's our ancestors being angry, you know, and it's hitting certain places or whatever. That's why it's hitting the coast and fucking the coast up. But the Gulf of Mexico, they generally don't have this many disturbances at once. And I wanted to bring it up because, you know, I'm going to be MIA for the real famous top up. But, y'all, let's get into it. So we do a real adult talk here, and we're going to talk about in-laws tonight. You know what I'm saying? What's y'all take on in-laws? This is a conversation that everybody is able to chime in on because Mo has in-laws. Of course, Smooth has a whole football team, so he has in-laws. I have in-laws. And we're going to talk about what's your take on in-laws. Do you try to get along with them, or you just be like, shit, hell no, stay the fuck away from me. So what's y'all take on y'all in-laws?
Well, you know what? If you want to pass it to me, I'll tell you first. So my take on in-law. So right now, you know, I just have one in-law because, you know, my wife's father passed probably a couple years after we started dating. So, but, you know, my mother-in-law didn't become my official in-law until I got married back in 2014. But my take is this, man. My in-laws is pretty cool. We got a good relationship. You know, it's a respectful relationship. We know our boundaries. And, you know, being that that's my wife's, well, now I only got one parent, too, now that I think about it. I was about to say, being that my wife only has one parent. But, you know, it's cool. When you really get married, you know, you kind of, take on that person's family and they take on your family. So, it's been kind of cool, man. It's kind of like, you know, nobody can replace my mother, of course, but it's cool kind of having like a second mother figure in a way. Yeah, and you know, you just get different perspective on certain things, and it's cool. I mean, it would have been interesting to see how having a father-in-law would have been, because I remember him back then. I had mad respect for him, you know. Then he got sick because he was in Vietnam, so he called Agent Orange and passed like 20 years ago. You know, it would have been cool because, you know, when I first started dating my wife way back when, you know, he was like a watchdog, you know what I'm saying? So he was just like, you know, because I was young, she was young, and you know what I'm saying, and that's like his, you know, his baby daughter. So he was, you know, like any man would be over their daughter, you know what I'm saying, all like overprotective and all that stuff. So it would have been interesting to see how our relationship would have evolved. But my mother-in-law is cool. Like I said, my mother-in-law, she comes from time to time and stays with us in my apartment up in New York. So yeah, so it's all good, man. So I just want to keep that strong. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool.
Okay. So we let Mo give the proper, you you know, married people answer. Smooth and I, we are not married. And in the real world, you don't have to be married to take on in-laws, right? As soon as you start dating, as soon as you have a child, you take it on the mama, the daddy, the sister-in-law, the brother-in-law. You take it on the whole family, right? That's how we do it around here. But married people feels like that you separate that because they're not truly in-laws until you're actually married, and we're in-laws when we start fucking. But, you know, from, like, Smooth, what is your take on in-laws?
Not when y'all just start fucking. But go ahead.
Not literally, but, you know.
Smooth still on the line?
Oh, hold on. He said I got him unmuted.
You the muted.
No, he must have hung up the damn phone or something. And
I know when we was talking about the hurricanes and stuff, it seemed like he went quiet at that point.
Oh, his phone had hung up.
Right.
Okay, there you go, Smooth.
Like, what the fuck? Man, look, let me say this one right here. AT&T is so shitty. So fucking shitty after the storm. Man, this phone done hung up on me about 3-4 fucking times. I don't even know what the fuck y'all was talking about. Period.
Oh,
at all.
Shit. Damn. Well, I would just went over my in-laws. I can go back around after you.
Okay, so I was telling him because he was like, you know, when you're married and you officially get in-laws, and I said, okay, me and Smooth got 12 kids. You know, me, you know, I have, you know, a couple kids or whatever. So, you know, we get in-laws when we start, like, when we get in a serious relationship or we have children by these people, you know, we get in-laws. You know what I'm saying? The married people, they be like, well, when you're married, you know, you get your in-laws.
Yeah.
You get in-laws, the mothers, the sisters, the brothers, all them in-laws, the daddies and all that. So what's your take on your in-laws, Smooth? Because, I mean, you have a whole community.
I mean, funny, it's like a community. You know, I've never met a mom that never liked me. You see what I'm saying? So I've never had any bad-ass experiences with somebody else's parents. Parents love me for some reason. The daddies really don't care for a nigga, but they tolerate me because I take care of their children. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So,
grandchildren.
No, I take care of their children, meaning they're my bitch.
Okay, all right, my bad.
Both their grandchildren. I didn't say no, their children and their grandchildren.
Right, I'll take care of their fucking kids. You see what I'm saying? Like, they fucking daughters don't want the shit. Fuck, goddamn it. But no, I really don't understand the topic, but at the same time, I've never had a situation where I had a problem with somebody else's mama. So I'm cool with that shit. Like, mamas love me. I love them back. The daddies, they fuck with a nigga, I fuck with them back. But at the same time, there's a fine line between fucking with me. You see what I'm saying? There's a fine line
right,
between fucking with me.
Right,
because
I know the last one or the one before the last one, the daddy didn't fuck with you because you had got the daughter pregnant, but you put her through school, and then he started chilling, but, you know.
Oh, no, I don't fuck with that nigga like that. Oh, that nigga don't count. My bad. I'm sorry. Okay, now, I'm cool with the mama. Right, right, yeah. Like, Black been brought up a whole... Yeah, but look, I done whooped that nigga ass so many times. I'm cool with the mama, all right?
Damn.
I'm sorry, I lied. Black done fucking around and exposed the nigga for some shit that I forgot about. So, like I said, I've never had a problem with any mama. Now, in that one particular situation, yeah, I had to wind up fighting the daddy. And fighting the fucking the uncles and shit like that. But I digress.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know how, like, the broad was young, but she was legal. You see what I'm saying? So that's all that matters. But she was part of a fucking threesome. Everybody got pregnant that night, so it is what it is.
Yeah, that's an interesting story right there.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. Yeah.
Thanks, Black, for reminding me. But other than that, man, like, but a man's still going to be a man, so... I run my house the way I run my house, and they don't interject. If I do have a situation like Black was bringing up or whatnot, and, you know what I'm saying, nigga try to jump me in Walgreens, all right, okay, bitch, when I whoop your fucking ass and I whoop your brother's ass and your cousin's, then it is what it is. Other than that, I'm cool with it. But thanks for reminding
me,
bro, because I was talking about people.
For me, and then we have a story time. So for me, it's like the opposite. The daddies, they love me, okay? But that's like no matter what, like I get along with men better than I get along with women. The daddies love me. The moms, they see me. They see I get money from even way back when. So they try to get attached to me because they know, you know, I got a little, you know, whatever. So, you know, they would always be around and they would want something. And then the guys that I'm dating would always be upset because they're like, dang, you know, my mama always asking you for something. And they, you know, I don't take care of men. So that's how that goes. But in my most recent situation, in the very last situation, is like my youngest son's father, okay? So for the people that know or don't know, I have my youngest son is from the rapper Smoke from Feel Mob. Now, a lot of people don't know them, but if you're in the South, you know them. And when I met his mom, like, my mom is deceased, okay? So when I met his mom, it's like we have a child together. Like, you're joining families at that point, right?
True.
And, like, for her, like, for me, to her, it was like, okay, this is his mom, and it's certain things that he can't do for her, so I'm going to, you know, make sure that she's taken care of because I can. Man, this motherfucker forwarded on me. It was a whole bunch of bullshit, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And you know me, if my peace is disrupted, I just walk away. Like, y'all figure that shit out. And so for me, it's like, for in-laws, I was after her, I was like, man, I'm over this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, even my oldest son, that his mom, RIP, she didn't like me because she seen that he was taking care of me and making sure that I was straight, and she would come down and she wanted to get her nails done and this, that, and the other, and she felt like he was doing more for me and it was taken from her. So we had a problem. And we had a problem to the fact that she finally decided that she was going to cuss me out one day. Now, I'm the type of person like this. I give anybody respect. But when you cross that fucking line and you show me that you don't respect me, then you get no more respect from me. So she cussed me out, and I politely and gently took that bitch all up through there. And I never had any more problems from her. Now, I know she didn't like me, but I never had any more problems with her. You know what I'm saying? And my oldest son, that he's 20 years older than me. So you know how that goes. My youngest son, dad, it's like, this mom, she plays like she don't know what's going on at all times. I don't know. I didn't know. And da-da-da. And you mad at me. And that ain't got nothing to do with me. And da-da-da. And I genuinely, like, love this woman. Like, I literally took her in. Anything that she wanted, anything she ever called and asked me for, sometimes she didn't even have to ask. I'm making sure she's straight. Mother's Day, I'm just feeling like when my baby daddy's straight, what he would do for her. You know what I'm saying? Mother's Day, I would send her flowers for me and him. Like, you know, happy Mother's Day, you know, send her chocolates, X, Y, and Z. So to do all of this shit and then somebody put you in a fucked up situation when shit hit the fan, it's, like, crazy. And the crazy thing is I was talking to her tonight and we were trying to, like, mend what the fuck was going on. But I still feel like it was a lot of shit in the middle and I don't know where it came from. You know what I'm saying? So with that, I'm like this. I will back away from a situation that disturbs my peace fast. And he know that, right? And so that's why he be like, he'll flip out, but then he'll come back like the very next day and be like, I'm sorry, you know, or let's figure this out, or whatever the case may be. I don't like situations that disturb my peace. So for me, when that shit happened with the mama, I was like, I'm done with this. Fuck an in-law. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. And I save a lot of people for not telling my side of the story because I don't need no clout. I don't need no money. I don't need none of that. Like, I got my own thing going on over here, right? But the whole in-law situation, it kind of, like, blows with the wind because, like, when they cool with you, they cool with you. But when it come down to between you and their child, it's like they're going to tell you everything that you need to know. But if shit actually hit the fan, they're going to side with the child. You know what I'm saying? On that type of energy. Like, this lady done told me. this lady done told me, like, put the man on child support XYZ. And then he'll come back and be like, my mama told me not to answer these, you know, not to accept these papers, and good luck at finding me. It's like, bitch, what side you playing? How you going to tell me to put the man on child support and then tell him not to accept the papers, XYZ, and I'm SOL? You know what I'm saying?
Let me comment
like,
on
that type of time.
She got to play both sides of the field, man.
I wouldn't trust that shit anyway. I'm like, hold on.
Right,
because
But it ain't even just with me when it comes to them, because it be like other people that she put before him, but I be telling her, like, this is how I feel, because all the people that you try to put before me came, none of them ever did as much as I did for you. And I ain't doing the shit that I do for her because I expect anything from her. I'm doing it because I genuinely fuck with her. I genuinely love this lady. You know what I'm saying? This is my son, grandmother. He looked just like them people. He tall, he crispy as fuck, dimples, all of that, just like them people. So I love you because of who you are. But when the shit hit the fan, it's like, whoa. So now you playing both sides of the fence, shawty. What am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? And then when you sit down and she's like, I'm not playing both sides of the fence. He this and he that, da-da-da. So the whole thing is, it's like when he mad at her, I know he mad at her. When he mad at her, I know he mad at her. Because when I talk to her tonight, I know that he mad at her. Because she done said a little bit too much, and now he mad at her, and he scared to look at my message to see what I'm saying. But, like, y'all, if y'all been watching this show, we've been doing this show for 4 years, and at the very beginning, I used to ride on my baby daddy so hard. And Mo used to be like, no, Black, don't do that. And for the love of my brother, I stopped riding on this fool. And I just was like, you know what, I'm going to take the high road. My brother like take the high road. But this week, right, there is an 8 out of 10 chance this week that I am going to do an interview that is going to go viral, and I'm going to tell my side of the story. It's about time that I tell my side of the story. I listen to everybody. I've been low-key. I've held my feelings back. I've not told my side of the story because we are both in the entertainment industry, and I just think that it is. I'm at the point where now, you know, I feel like, why not? You know what I'm saying? But the in-law situation is kind of, like, confusing because you stuck. You got a child. And now I can't take that from it. Now, my baby daddy makes sure his son's straight. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? His son needs shoes. His son needs – he makes sure straight. But when I think I tell you that the grandmama, she going to make sure that this son's straight, too. Birthdays, holidays. Like she said, she don't miss a beat when they come to him. She remember his birthday. She remember fucking Christmas. She remember every other holiday. If they go on vacation, she call me and be like, can he go? And I be like, you know, he ain't going to really go because he don't know y'all like that. But she don't miss a beat when it come to him. Family reunion, she always including him, right? But it's like, do I really just step all the way the fuck out of this situation and let her deal with the grandson? Or do I try to build that bond again with her and let her, you know what I'm saying, deal with the grandson? I feel like eventually it's just going to be me removing myself again, because once you done snaked me once, I'm always looking for you to snake me again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always looking for you to snake me again. And I, as a woman, women don't get along well with women. Now, the daddies, we cool, we Gucci. His daddy is deceased, right? But I've never had a problem with anybody, daddy. You know, never, no disrespect or nothing like that. But they understand me. The women, automatically, it's issues, and I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? So as Smooth said, he get along with all the mamas, and then some of the daddies, it's a little left. It's the exact opposite when it comes to me. And if I got a child with your son, I'm going to respect you until you disrespect me. And when you disrespect me, the sky's the motherfucking limit, because I'm going to read your fuck ass. It's like, it's just that. That's just that. There's no explaining, no in-between. So on my end, I don't know. It's just different, because I have in-laws. I'm not married, but I do have in-laws because we have children. And let me tell you something. The bond between somebody that you have children with is way stronger than somebody that you have that you're married to. You're married to this person, and they're like, oh, this is your husband, your wife. When you have a child with somebody, you are chosen. This is your journey. Guaranteed for at minimum 18 years, whether you like it or fucking not. You married, you can choose to jump off that ship in 2 to 3 fucking years. You understand me? So it ain't like I'm like in-laws from regular people, but my in-laws is people that I have children from. Them my genuine in-laws because we stuck.
I agree with that.
We go through what we go through. You know, and like I said, my oldest son, grandmama, she respected the fuck out of me from there. And she'll tell that story up until she died. Man, I cussed her out, and that motherfucker cussed me right back out to the moon and back. Because I'm big on respect. I don't care who you are. I'm going to give you your respect. So if somebody told you that I cussed them out or I sized them, I promise you they came at me first. I promise you, my hand to God, they came at me first. And my mom taught me how to respect others, but also in real life, if you don't respect your fucking self, you're not going to respect me. So if you don't respect me, then you don't respect yourself, so why should I respect you? That's the way I feel.
Wow.
So for me,
okay,
this in-law shit, I'm so over it, yo. I'm over it as a woman, as a goddess, as a woman, as a goddess.
You said you
like,
over
I'm over it because... I'm
but
so over it, Mo.
It ain't no way to be over it because y'all always connected.
Listen, I swear to God,
y'all
but I'm over
connected.
It, though. Like, Mo,
yeah.
You know me. I will cut a bitch off and act like they ain't even never existed in my life, and I know that's not the right thing to do, but I'll do it.
I mean, y'all become family, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all connected.
I know, and they
child.
Say, like,
oh, no,
his family,
family,
my family. Like, all of them. Like, I know all of them. I met all of them. You know what I'm saying? I genuinely want the best for all of them. But, you know, a lot of people be like, why do you always just cut us off, you know? Like, the mama, like, you just cut us off, and you mad at me. You mad at me. You fucking right I'm mad at you. Because no matter what y'all said, bitch, our bond was solid. I don't care what he said to you. You shouldn't have never, ever went against me. Ever in life. I never went against you. I never went against you. I call lies. I call lies.
I don't know, man. I guess motherfucker was always raised what goes on in the house stays in the house.
Exactly.
I had to make that statement. I had to make that statement about the interview you was talking about. Man, come on now. We know better than that shit. But as far as cutting the nigga off, man, if you're going to cut him off, cut him off. But when you cut him off, then you just cut him off completely. You just let your the son have a relationship with the fucking mom and the rest of the family. That's it.
Bro, I be trying, bro. And with the daddy, like, it's like he won't let it happen.
What you mean?
He won't let it happen. It's like unless I have some type of relationship with him, bro, he not letting it happen.
Like, what you mean? I don't
he not
understand.
Letting it happen, and it's kind of crazy because people don't even understand it. I've tried to let his mama intervene. I've tried to let my people intervene, and he
well,
not
gotta,
going for none of that
it.
Shit. It's like, unless it's me, he ain't with it.
Oh, so he wants you to be part of the festivities. Like, nigga, in order for the son to be part of his family, you got to be part of it as well.
Exactly. And it ain't on no shit where, like he said, oh, well, we got to be together. And I, no, it's shut the fuck up, fuck me, and let me see my son. That's his motto of co-parenting.
Hold on, I'm confused, but I'm lost. You lost me on the story. I'm like, hold on, what's happening?
Because you're not a parent, nigga. I understand. He's talking about
like the co-parenting portion of it, and why
right.
we don't work
but
because.
What's happening with the in-laws, though?
No, what he's saying is okay. Smooth, tell him what you're saying. Fuck that.
Yeah, make it make sense to me. I'm like, what? I'm like,
black
hold
on. Like, look, that's your black don't have a voice. You see what I'm saying? Pretty much when it comes down to what this nigga thinking. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up. This was going to be. Now, let me see my son. You see what I'm saying? So, like, nah, nigga, I don't want to be part of this shit. I want to be part of this shit. If you want to see your son, it is what it is. Bitch, you heard what the fuck I said. Now, this how it is. Whoop-de-whoop. So it is what it is.
Okay, so it went from in-laws It went from in-laws to, like, baby mama.
No,
yeah, what he's saying is what happens in the house stays in the house, right?
Right.
And so, basically, he's talking about, like, now he's talking about the parents. When you're dealing with these situations, and I was telling him how our situation is, not me and you, but me and the baby daddy. Like, how our situation is, it's more so like, that's what he want for me. And he don't get what he want. So because he don't get what he want, it's shady right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
he wants more from you than you want to give him, and then because that's the case, he like, nah, then I'm good.
No, it's more
exactly.
Just that, and he just want his way. You feel what I'm saying? The nigga want his way. If he don't get his way, then, you know, fuck. Nigga, then all
exactly.
Of a sudden,
that's basically what it is, him wanting his way.
Yeah.
Whatever his way is, because it don't mean that he want to fuck with me 24/7, X, Y, and Z. As long as he can control the narrative, that's what he want,
yeah.
To control the narrative on what's going on. So, like, his family don't be knowing what's going on because he don't say shit. And he be like, man, babe, what am I supposed to do? He be like, what am I supposed to do? Because, you know, I can't bring my son around, this, that, another. You can bring your son around. Just take me out the narrative. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you're saying just take your son to these family functions and you don't need to go. That's what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
But
he can't deal with
my
son by himself. So I'm telling him.
He needs you to be there.
I'm telling him, exactly. So I'm telling him, like, come and spend time with your son. You want to control that narrative. You want me at your house.
So
you want me to be
up under you. So now, so it's not so awkward if he's just with his son without you. That's what you're trying to say.
Right. But keep in mind, when his son was smaller and I was like, man, you need to build this bond with your son, he was like, man, he only two. Or he too young to know what's up. He ain't going to know what's up. I ain't got to do all of that. You feel me? So because he was on that type of time, now his son really know more than he know. Because these younger kids smart as shit. So now his son really on that type of time, and his son don't really want to fuck with him because he not familiar with him.
Yeah.
Now it's the issue. So now you want me to jump up in arms and try to help you figure it out because you didn't think that your son was going to pay attention to who you are. And your son's smart as shit.
Yeah, no, that's real talk. Real talk. That's real talk. Yeah,
y'all know, I've been begging this man, like, man, do right by your son. Da, da, da. He like, he young. He ain't going to know his exact words. He young. He ain't going to know. So when he stepped in to spend time with him, my son was standoffish. He fucked with him as long as I was there because I'm his comfort zone because that's all he's known for his whole life. So now you want me to be around to help you, and I'm like, fuck you. So you going to come to our house and sit down with him and chill in his room or in his playroom or in the living room, and he don't want that because he know that I'm not finna be trying to sit up under him. So you want me to come to your house. Well, that means that I got to take time out of my busy day to bring him to your house, and that ain't finna happen. Now, if your mama wouldn't have been acting the way she was acting, she could come to my house and get him and bring him to your house.
See, the thing is, it really don't make any sense for a motherfucker like myself to actually just say something right now. But I ain't never been in a situation where if I have to spend time with my children, I want the fucking mama around. You see what I'm saying? Like, no, nigga, like, this all time. Like, even if you mad with a nigga, I'm about to kidnap you because you got to break kids. Kids, fuck you, you got to break all of them. Motherfucker, some of them be happy with you, some of them be mad with you. Oh, nigga, fuck your feelings. You with daddy.
Right.
You gotta break.
So we the opposite. I'm like, take your son. You don't need me around. But he got so many people that be in his energy. I don't want my son being exposed to all these these people's energies. You feel me? So I'm like, okay, if you don't take your son, spend time with your son.
Okay.
It's that's, a different
a
person every
too.
Time. Every
that's
time
a,
you turn around.
Because you saying you
no,
don't want
not.
Him to be with the sun by himself. No, no. I'm just trying to say.
I want him to be with the
sun
by himself.
Oh, you saying just be
by
himself.
Because the only way the sun is going to get comfortable with you is if he by yourself. If you have somebody around you, he's not going to get comfortable.
That's right. Okay. That's now we're on the same page. That's what I'm saying. Now I get what you're saying. Okay. I get it.
Like you're trying to get that nigga trying to make a buffer or some shit.
Yeah, he like, I gotta have somebody around me. My son not like that. My son don't like loud noises. He don't like loud music. He's so low key because
yeah.
he's so calm, cool, and collective here. He in his comfort
yeah.
zone. Me and his daddy
so then,
are
yeah,
exact
opposite.
So
you go someplace else, and it's just a whole nother shit. You like, what the fuck? Like, all these new people, new energy.
He ain't going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm
nah,
telling him, come here, get comfortable with your son. And then you can, he'll start leaving with
and
you.
Then,
but until
then
you get comfortable with him.
You and your son, not you, your son, and somebody else is what you're saying. Yeah, I get
mm-hmm.
you. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, no, that's true, man. Like, that's so evident, man. You gotta do that. You got to have that alone
So in-laws come into play because if
you're
in a situation like me and my rapper baby daddy where I don't want to be around him, And he need me to be around him so he can build a bond with his son when he could have built it when I told him to, but he was trying to hurt me. Like, the in-laws come into play
yeah.
because if the in-laws are in that position, then the son would be comfortable enough to go with the in-laws than to be able to go around their daddy, right? But when it's,
yeah.
when it's conflict and confusion,
nice
it's like I don't want to be
it.
A part of none of that shit. So now your in-laws can't come get him. And the daddy got to come sit down at the motherfucking house. And the daddy mad because he not controlling the narrative of the situation, so he ain't going to come sit at the house.
Now, yeah, it's not time keeps going.
And it ain't about me and you, it's about your son.
I don't want no fucking estrogen around my testosterone. Nigga, when it's testosterone time, it's just testosterone time. It is what it is.
That's
exactly.
a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact, man. That's the fact. This is all
but
real
he can't
shit,
control
man.
Him. He know that. Like, he not, he too young. He 3, and he's super active. You know what I'm saying? So he can't do it by himself. That's why he like, come on. But when he was 1 and 2, and I'm telling you to play your part now, because I'm telling you this boy here different. He different. He ain't want to understand that shit. So now you want me to understand it. Now I can be the bigger person, but he be having all kind of company when I go to the house. So I'm not comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I don't have people at my house unless I fuck with them.
Yeah, that's true too. I don't fuck with a lot of people.
All right, so
I don't like having.
So you want? So let me try to understand it. So you want them, bond, but you don't want nobody around. Why
no, I want if I have to come and break them to your house, I don't want nobody around because I barely want to be around you.
Right. Okay. I'm cool with that. Like, ain't nobody supposed
to be around
you. I
barely
want to
be around you.
Look, goddamn, I heard you say it the first time. Yeah, I'm like, she said it twice. But
like, let me make sure that's understood. I barely want to be around you,
back.
Bro.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
So calm down. Chill with your son. When you chill with your son, I don't intervene. I sit on the couch. And I'm in my phone, bro. That's how serious I am about the shit. I sit on the couch and I'm in my phone, and I let him talk to his son and do whatever he do with his son, like get used to your son. But keep in mind, he stay 30 minutes away from me, so I got to take that drive to him. But you drive to go anywhere you want a motherfucker to go, so why you can't drive out to our house and come here? Because my space bigger than your space. You got a shoebox. I'm in a big-ass house. You can be in the living room with him. You could be in his room with him. You could be in his playroom with him. You could be outside with him. It's a lot of shit. Way more things you could do with him to bond with him that he feel comfortable with jumping in a car with you and leaving. Other than you feeding him.
Yeah, man. All right. I get it, man. Yeah. You know. Man, it's a real conversation, man. Real adult conversation, like we said. So. You know, I guess before we get into the world famous,
that's it.
Chomper,
I'm done.
Did you want to put a bow on it? That's it. You don't want to.
Man,
like,
listen. The in-laws, man.
Words,
if you deal with them, you deal with them. But them in-laws tricky as fuck, man. So protect your peace, no matter what, when you dealing with them in-laws. And if you can't deal with them, man, walk away. You ain't got to kiss nobody's ass to be dealing with nobody. Period.com. Walk away if you can't deal with the shit. If you can deal with it, man, like they gonna come through. They gonna come in handy when you co-parenting. But if not, man, let that shit go. Because keep in mind, no matter what the in-laws say, they going to be down for their son. Even if they trading their son and they talking about their sons and daughters, no matter what, they going to end up, when shit hit the fan, they going to roll with them. So keep that in mind.
True. So, I would just know that going in. You know what I'm saying? That's just the laws of nature. No matter how big of a bond you think you have with the in-law, if shit hit the fan, they most definitely going to take the side of their son or daughter. You know what I'm saying? That just goes without saying because, you know, one day you will be the in-law. You know what I'm saying? So so it's going to be a changing of the guard one day. You know what I'm saying? So I just think you got to know that, you know, because unless it's just really fucked up and you know the person just fucked up, you know what I'm saying? They on some drugs or something like that. And that's the only way. But alcoholic or whatever, they just not doing right. Then that's the only way they'll probably take your side of the situation. But other than that, they always gonna side with their son or daughter. So you know, I think that's interesting. And really quickly, it's funny that we're talking about this because once again, my guilty pleasure. Me and my wife, we chill. We watch our reality shows, and we was watching Love & Hip Hop Miami. And it's an interesting dynamic going on right now on that show with the in-laws because it's a rapper from Florida named Ace Hood. And he's got his, like, wife, but he got his mom. So when he was popping, I guess, you know, when he was with DJ Khaled back in the day, popping, he was really holding his mom's down, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, music changes, things changes, and he went independent. And now, you know, he got to really, you know, keep track of his coins, you know what I'm saying? So, and then he met this other girl who was now his wife, who got him kind of like on a spiritual journey too, you know what I'm saying? Like, so now they're more connected on the spiritual level and stuff like that, and they dealing with each other. But now, since he's independent and he ain't, you know, just balling like that or all in that lifestyle like that, he kind of had to focus on like his household, and his mother feel some type of way because she like, yo, what happened? It seemed like now since you done met this new girl who now became your wife, our relationship changed. So that's just always an interesting dynamic. You know what I'm saying? Like the mother, you know, when the son get older and then, you know, the son meets a wife and then, you know, the roles kind of change because the mother might have been always the queen in his, you know, in his space. And now is a new queen. You know what I'm saying? So that's just an interesting dynamic. But like I said, and then especially like you said, you always want to keep it tight with the in-laws because that's your babysitters, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people don't want to trust. When you have young kids, you can't just be trusting your kids with just any and everybody as far as, like, babysitting and stuff like that. So the in-laws, you can't. I don't think you can. I mean, I wouldn't if I had kids. But I'm saying that's when the in-laws really come into play because, you know, anybody that you can trust in the family is usually the in-laws.
Fuck this.
Huh? What happened?
I'm switching over to Verizon. Fuck this shit.
your shit dropped. So anyway, I guess, you know, I'll leave it on that note. But that was a pretty interesting topic. I don't think we ever touched on that, this topic before. So with that being the case, without further ado, I'm going to get into my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous Chop Up. So anybody that's new to the show, you know, this is a part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit about, you know, things that might have been interesting during the week. So, with that being the case, I guess first and foremost, I'm going to get into this. I was just reading some notes, and I'm kind of like freestyling a little bit because it was like a busiest week of weeks. But the one thing I'll say is this. We talked about this in the show. I'm not going to get into the whole vaccine thing again, so forget about that. But, you know, it's almost been about a year now. You know, we're in September, October, November. You know, it'll be like a whole year since it was like a kind of like a changing of the guard. So Biden, Harris, in this year so far. So, and, you know, if you listen to any of the shows in the past, you know, I was, you know, pro-Trump in a way, you know what I'm saying? I really was really feeling kind of where he was going. I wanted him to finish the job, you know what I'm saying? But now that I got a chance to kind of like, you know, I guess adapt to the times, and believe me, still, I still would have voted for Trump, you know, if the election was tomorrow or whatever. But, you know, it is what it is. So now I'm just kind of adjusting to the times of Biden and Harris, and I'm just weighing the pros and cons. And once again, I'll say now, the only thing I will say with this now, and like I said, I don't watch the news like that, but with this whole Biden-Harris regime, it is quieter. You know what I'm saying? It's a quieter presidency. You know what I'm saying? I really don't even be hearing about Biden too often. It's like the kind of country's kind of just running on itself or whatever. You know, you heard about the whole Afghanistan situation or whatever. And that's never easy when you just pulling troops out of a certain place, you know what I'm saying, that you've been there for so long. So, and then, like I said, we got this whole COVID situation going on, but you got to read the tea leaves of where it's going. So I would say it's just quiet. This is going to be interesting to see how, you know, this manifests. Year two going into his administration. So I just wanted to kind of touch base on that, man. I thought that it'd be kind of interesting just seeing it because it was so loud with the Trump, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody had the, you know, F Trump or, you know, Trump is not that bad or I fucks with Trump. But now it's just like back to kind of like, all right, on the back burner. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of touch base on that. So, you know, as these world chop-ups keep going, you know, I'll definitely keep posted, you know, as far as this whole Biden-Harris administration as we, like I said, get ready to head into year two. So that's that. On another front, OnlyFans, and I think this has been kind of interesting. It sounds really quiet on the line. I know, Black, you kind of fall back. Smooth, you still here or nah? Seem like I'm just solo right now. Black, you can hear me? All right, it just seemed like I'm solo, but hopefully, you know, the phone didn't drop and the people out there can still hear me because I know Smooth was saying that, you know, his phone had dropped. But I guess I'll segue into OnlyFans. So, you know, being on the Real Adult Talk Twitter page, you know, like I keep my ear to the street as far as the adult industry. And it's very interesting to see how OnlyFans, since they have come around, you know, because, you know, about a month ago, OnlyFans had made an announcement that, you know, as of October 1st, there was going to be no more nudity or sexual explicit content, you know, with their the way that they do things. And then, shit, saying it was like uproar. And the adult industry really spoke out against it, you know what I'm saying, because this whole entrepreneurial spirit of sex selling, you know, it was really outspoken about it. Because that just changed the industry, OnlyFans, because now these adult entertainers didn't have to go to L.A. and shoot with these different websites and companies. They can just do it in the comfort of their own homes. So, you know, when this was happening, I once again tweeted that, okay, you know, OnlyFans, all y'all doing is just giving the opportunity for, you know, other companies to come up and get a billion because this ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? This platform has been created and somebody else is just going to pick up the baton. So with that being the case, you know, I did see other, you know, different companies that's very similar come out, you know what I'm saying? You've seen some of the, popular names that's in that adult industry switch over, or not even switch over, like open up new accounts because they just want to cover bases just in case OnlyFans, and in fact, was going to uphold their decision and ban sexual explicit content as of October 1st. I think it was what we call like Pocket Stars and some other stuff, a couple other. So, you know, as we all know, they started reading the tea leaves and a lot of these people started jumping ship, OnlyFans, you know, lifted their, you know, I guess, imposed ban of explicit content that was supposed to be happening October 1st, which is really going to be like a few months from now. So with that being the case now, I'm noticing now, man, it's like a revolution. In a good way, you know what I'm saying? That's like any and every, well, you know, I guess I would say it was a good way because, you know, we are a free nation, you know what I'm saying? So now it just seems like now the OnlyFans are really, you know, I guess, Like, so the adult entertainers won, so to speak, because, you know, not comparing it to the Montgomery bus boycott, segregation or whatever. But it was kind of similar in a way. You know, of course, in the 60s when segregation and civil rights and a lot of that stuff was really happening, really in the forefront. And when, you know, the Montgomery bus boycott, you know what I'm saying, when black people stopped riding the bus and then they had to come around and be like, damn, because we start hitting them in their pockets. This was kind of like a sexual revolution, so to speak. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is this adult content, you know, they won, you know what I'm saying? Because OnlyFans was like, all right, you know, we heard the voices, we heard everybody, we heard the outpour, the outrage. So we respect everybody, even, you know, all the sex workers out there. So we're going to, like, you know, not go with what we were going to do, which was going to ban sexual content. So now it seems like, yeah, it's it's like flooded, you know what I'm saying? So it's not any and anybody who, you know, has that sexual kind of artisticness, I guess that's a new word I just made up, sexual artisticness, a new phrase. Now they're just out there just doing it, man. So it's just been kind of interesting because you're just seeing it just pop up more than ever now. So it's just going to be interesting to see how this just goes as we, you know, go into this, you know, the roaring 20s, you know what I'm saying, of the, what is this, the 21st century, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think that's kind of interesting, man. So, and with that being the case, you know, and also, too, I didn't say this because we got into the whole debate earlier in the show. We're talking about vaccination and not vaccination, so you know, that kind of took us off on a tangent. But I do, for the listeners out there, as we got about 15 minutes in the show, I do want to let everybody know this is, just like I did at the beginning of the summer, this is the unofficial season fall premiere, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Every new season, I kind of want to just start fresh with like a new slate, you know, being aware of a new season. So this right here, what's today's day? Today is what, September 12th? You know, we already have the Labor Day. Summer is basically over. So this is, you know, football season's here, and I'm going to get into the sports report in a minute. But this is the unofficial season premiere, you know what I'm saying, a fall premiere, you know what I'm saying? So just be on the lookout, you know, a lot of things to unpack as we go into the this new season. I am working on a new top 10 list, and I don't really think it's a new list, really, so to speak, because the same starlets that was in my top 10 list, they still shine. I don't really see no new starlets really breaking into the top 10 unless things change, you know, in the next couple of weeks. But, you know, but it's like jockeying for position. So, you know, I pointed this out on a Real Adult Talk Twitter page that, you know, my top 10 list is very similar to the college football standards. You know what I'm saying? I've always been a fan of how the college football standings, even though I don't watch college football like that, I just love the standings. But meaning they do have a college football playoff, but meaning each game means something. So, you know, if you got like Alabama playing some team, or you got Ohio State and Clemson playing, or Ohio State and Oregon, or Alabama and Texas, or whatever, you know, or Alabama and Miami, whatever. You know, you gotta show and prove each week, because if not, you'll be ranked number one. You can fall down to number five. You know, you can fall out of the top 10 with a bad loss or with a good showing. You know what I'm saying? Good win. You can get all the way up to number one. But the thing I respect about it is every week it changes, you know, due to how the teams play. So I equate that to my top 10 starter list, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as I kind of see the things is going, you know, I kind of just rate the different starlets or whatever. So be on the lookout for that. You know, I should have a new top 10 list come out in the next 2 weeks, man. There's definitely some people making noise is coming up from the back, and, you know, people falling down or whatever, but I'll keep that posted as that happens. So, you know, so that's that. See here, what else we got on those So really quickly, a couple things I wanted to get into. Big shout out to Raising Cane. That's been an awesome show, man. Raising Cane, and of course, that's Power Book number 3. I was watching that. I think it's going to be coming to, you know, the season finale pretty soon. Probably got like about a couple of weeks left or whatever. But it's really been on point, man, as far as like, you know, taking it back to that era. But then actually, you know, how things are different, but then things can still be the same at the same time. So I say that to say this, especially too, let me say this too while I'm thinking about it. I want to give a special rest in peace and do a quick moment of silence for Michael K. Williams. So I'm going to just do a quick moment of silence. Let's just give it a good like 5 seconds. Yeah, but a big moment of silence for Michael K. Williams. For people that's not familiar, I think he's one of the best character actors that I've seen. You know, he kind of reminds me, there was another character actor that I really liked that, you know, unfortunately died of an overdose a few years back. He was white, but his name was Philip Seymour Hoffman. You know, if you got your phone, you can just Google these people. Philip Seymour Hoffman was a very good character actor, white guy, but he was very good, man. He was in like 25th Hour, a Spike Lee movie, and a couple other things, but everything he was in was always good. But anyway, Michael K. Williams was very similar, but kind of like the black version, you know what I'm saying? And he's best known for his role as Omar Little from The Wire, you know what I'm saying? And that was a fascinating character, and that's one of the greatest shows of all time, you know what I'm saying? Like The Wire, the way they just showcased you know, life, I guess, specifically black life and how it's affected in America was just unbelievable. Each season was like a different take on certain things. You know, it was like the drug part. It wasn't just the drugs. They you know, they showed it from the drug dealer's point of view. Then they showed it from the cop's point of view. Then they showed it from where the drugs actually come in. And then they showed it from the kids that's coming up, the school system, the press. So it really covered every angle, and like the standout character on that, you know, a lot of actors got their really footing on that show, you know what I'm saying, got their foot in the door, you know, so to speak. Idris Elba, you know, he was he had a nice character on the, you know, really popular character on the show. A. Jordan. You know, so it's just been, you know, a lot of people, but the by far probably the most popular character on the show was Omar. And Omar was ill because he was like a Robin Hood kind of character in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was respected because he was like the guy that robbed the trap houses, you know what I'm saying? And he was feared in the hood, you know what I'm saying? He would come around, he had a shotgun, and he'd just be walking around with his trench coat. And, you know, kids would see him on the bar, like, oh, Omar's coming, and they'll just throw him the bag of money, you know what I'm saying, because they ain't want no problems. But the interesting thing about Omar, he was, like, a very complex character because he was actually homosexual. He was actually gay, you know what I'm saying? But he was, like, the, you know, one of the toughest dudes out there, but he was gay at the same time. So I just – and the guy who played him, you know, Michael K. Williams just played it to, you know, he became that character. You know what I'm saying? It was interesting, too, because in real life, Michael K. Williams had a scar going across his face. It just added to his, you know, added to just the role or whatever, man. So he will be missed. Also, too, another great role that he was in was also Boardwalk Empire. He played Chalky White. So he played this character from, like, the, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s, turn of the century type stuff, old school Harlem. Yeah, Boardwalk Empire, Chalky White, that was also a great character of him. But, you know, he will be missed. But, you know, the has it, you know, that he, you know, overdosed or died. And he was actually in Brooklyn, man. I almost want to kind of Google what neighborhood he's in, because, you know, I'll be doing my real estate, and if I probably know exactly where he lived if I, you know, found the address or whatever. But anyway, long story short, you know, unfortunately he was found dead. I think it was like on Labor Day, you know, in his Brooklyn apartment. But apparently he overdosed. I'm not sure what the drugs. I haven't really dived into. I really don't care about to know, you know, what drug it was. But the thing that did ring a bell for me was the thing that really caused him to overdose was fentanyl. You know, and fentanyl is something that people really got to be careful about because, you know, it's undetectable. And, you know, it can be in cocaine, it can be in weed, it can be in heroin. And you would never know that you even had this shit. You know what I'm saying? And fentanyl is like a synthetic form of morphine. So you got to be careful about that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm very suspect. And I'll probably, you know, never do it again unless I know exactly where it's coming from. But edibles, you know what I'm saying? I spoke on this show. Well, I had a crazy-ass edible that had me all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It was THC, but I think it had could have been synthetic in a way, too, because it just felt different. So, and that shit was in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? This is exactly what a dude overdosed. So I just want to tell people out there, you know, you just really got to be careful, man. Really know where you're getting certain things. And, you know, only drug I mess with is weed. And because that's a plant. But, you know, you got to know. That's why I want to mess with a distillery where I can really kind of, like, check it out, know where it's coming from. So, you know, I just thought that was sad. But what kind of ties us into Raising Canaan was it's crazy how, like, life imitates art or art imitates life, however you want to look at it. But in that right in last week's episode of Raising Canaan, I don't want to give it away, but – you know, so close your ears if you don't want to hear what happened, if you haven't got caught up. But anyway, Kanan, you know, who's young at the time, because this is like young Kanan. So he learns how to cook drugs and kind of figure out a way where a way they can make money, you know, selling it to a certain way off of this kind of like highway in New York called the Van Wyck is in Queens. So anyway, long story short, you know, he got the big head and, you know, they was running low on cocaine or whatever to make the crack, I guess. So they stepped on it. And so when you say stepped on it, it means they, you know, add some stuff to it to kind of, you know, because it's not, make sure it's potent, but, you know, they don't have enough to just make it naturally potent. You know what I'm saying? So they add some stuff to it, which is bad. So anyway, in this particular episode, you know, they end up doing it and mad people, they, you know, they try it out. They cook up like maybe about, well, they give like 20 testers out there. So long story short, in this episode, you know, people died using that. And it's like, wow, you know what I'm saying? You know, and then in real life, you know, the couple of days after the episode airs, it's just eerie. Michael K. Williams dies like the same way. So I just thought that was kind of just crazy of, you know, art imitating life or life imitating art, however you want to look at it. So I've got about 4 minutes left. So finally, I'll get into like my football, I guess, review, you know, next week. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we had the season. The season premiere or the season kickoff or whatever, week one. But I'll get into that next week. But lastly, 4 minutes left to go. I just want to give a shout out on the movie, music review. Give a shout out to AZ. Yeah, man. AZ did his thing. You know, he dropped Do or Die 2. That's the sequel to Do or Die that he had back in 1995, man, long time ago. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, from the first Do or Die album, he had Sugar Hill. And that album kind of got lost in the sauce back in the day when it came out because during that time, you had a lot of New York artists that was really popping. Even though Sugar Hill was a big, big song, man, that's the song that had, like, Miss Jones on it. Really good song. Sounds great to this day when you listen to it. But, you know, during that era, you had Mobb Deep, you had of course, Nas, who's his, you know, one of his partners, you know what I'm saying, rap partners, so to speak, with the firm. But you had so much shit. You had Biggie, you had Wu-Tang, so you had a lot of stuff going on at that time. So that AZ Do or Die album got kind of lost in the sauce a little bit. But anyway, and then, you know, just, and then, of course, AZ had the firm, and he's always been a top-notch lyricist, man. Anytime you hear AZ, it's always, you know, something pristine for the most part. But, you know, when we had the crunk era in the early 2000s, you know, music changed, and he kind of lost his footing a little bit. And it's just good seeing him back on his A game. So long story short, Do or Die 2, I'm definitely giving it 4 mics. You know, I always do the Source system. I explained that, you know, Source was the legendary rap magazine from back in the day, but they always had the, you know, the 5 mics was the pristine album or whatever. So, you know, out of the 5 mics, I definitely give it a 4 mic. Definitely a great listen, man. Just smooth, vintage AZ. It's like just having like a nice drink of cognac or a nice, you know, a nice road joint. You know what I'm saying? You just want to lounge out, man. The AZ, man, it's hitting on all cylinders. So shout out, man. He's got great producers on there, man. He's got, I think Pete Rock comes on there, producing one. The Heatmakers, they got a track on there that they produce. It's just very well produced. And then, you know, as far as features, we got a song with Rick Ross, and I've been waiting for that. You know what I'm saying? A Rick Ross AZ collaboration. I always thought AZ would sound great with Maybach Music. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Just on his own, sounds is dope. He's got Conway the Machine from Griselda, Lil Wayne, Dave East is on there, man. So it's just a great listen, man. So I definitely recommend that. He's got Jaheim, you know, that's an old school dude, but it, you know, they come together for a nice single on there. He's even got the last song, the bonus track, has T-Pain. So just a good listen, man. Real OG status, but smooth, man. Just smooth New York shit, Brooklyn all day. You know, he's from East New York. So I just wanted to shout that out, man. I love to see, you know, one of my favorite rappers, you know, get back in shape. You know what I'm saying? Because rap is a sport. He's definitely back in shape doing his thing, man. So, yeah, man. So shout out to that, man. AZ, man, definitely gets the Mo Benz Rap Radio seal of approval. Well, I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, it's basically 10:30, so it's basically the end of the show. So, once again, shout out to Black. I don't know where she went. She just went MIA. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Black with the topic. Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. He went MIA. He got to get rid of that damn AT&T BlackBerry and get with the new wave. And then shout out to me, of course, for the world famous chop up. So as always, everybody stay safe out there, man. Once again, if you're down south, if you're not Texas area, Louisiana area, Florida area, you know, just be careful out here, man, with these hurricane seasons. And, you know, same time next week, you know how we do. Mo Benz, the world famous chop up, real talk, signing off. Peace, peace, peace.